All right, have a good morning. Just to share with you a short idea, just on the parasha. So Baruch Hashem, we have the great zuchus this morning to be able to read this morning, the Shabbos, to be able to read Parsha Shmini. So remember again, just to give a little bit of context. So the parasha itself, Shmini means? Shmini? Eighth. Right, remember again, what was happening? Eighth day of what? Anyone know? Eighth day of? Good. Within the ballpark. So again, new glasses? Very nice. Wear them well. So we'll say, so eighth day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. Right, the entire consecration inauguration of the Mishkan spanned for 8 days. First 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu effectively operated as the Kohen Gadol. Then on day number eight, Aaron and his sons are inducted into that role. Of course, the major part of the parasha that really comes up is the tragic death of Nadav and Avihu. Again, a whole machlokes here, exactly what they did. But I want to draw your attention actually to a different detail. So the pasuk says like this. It's actually a really beautiful pasuk. Vayava Moshe v'Aaron el Moed. So this is Perek Tes, pasuk of Gimel. Vayava Moshe v'Aaron el Moed. Moshe and Aaron came to Ol Moed. Ol Moed is, what is Ol Moed? The Mishkan, excellent, right? Literally, again, tent of appointment, whatever that exactly means in English. But again, it's the Mishkan, the Ol Moed. Vayetsu, vayivarchu esa'am. They emerged out of the Mishkan. They blessed Klal Yisrael. Vayera kavod Hashem al kol ha'am. And then again, whatever this means, the divine presence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appeared before the people. So I want to focus you on the thought. They came out and they blessed Klal Yisrael. So let me ask you this question. What piece of information is missing from this pasuk? They came out and they blessed Klal Yisrael. What's missing? What's missing?
Who's they?
Who's they? Good. Good. Who's they? Good.
Where did they come out of?
Where did they come out of? Good. So remember again, the they. So it's not fair because you guys aren't looking in the, you don't have the pasuk in front of you. But remember, the they is Vayavo Moshe V'Aaron. Right, it's Moshe and Aaron, so we know who the they is. It says Vayetz, sorry, El Ol Moed. They went to the Ol Moed. So the Pashtos, Vayetz, who coming out is the Ol Moed, is the Mishkan. So we know it's Moshe and Aaron. We know it's the Ol Moed. Good. What else don't we know?
Why?
What do you mean why?
Why are they blessing?
First of all, right? Why are they blessing Klal Yisrael? Like what? I'm sorry.
Like,
and
why
does Torah go out and say they're blessing? I mean, it's very nice. Don't get me wrong. A bracha is always great. But why they need to highlight that they're benching Klal Yisrael, they're blessing Klal Yisrael? Good, excellent. What else? One last piece of information. What else is missing? If the Torah is telling us that Moshe and Aaron gave a bracha to Klal Yisrael, what would you expect the Torah also to tell us? What's the bracha? What's the bracha? What bracha did they give? Now, the truth is, what would be your reflexive answer? What answer, what bracha did Moshe and Aaron give to Klal Yisrael? What would you think? If you had to guess, Kohanim in the room, this should be reflexive to you, right? What bracha? I'm sorry? Tuchanim. Excellent. So again, I would think maybe it's Yivarecha Hashem Yishmarecha, Yarshem Panavadacha Bichuneka. Maybe that's it. What's the problem with saying Tuchanim? What's the problem with that? That works for Aaron. Who won't it work for? Moshe. Because what's Moshe? Moshe's a Levi. So Rashi already is bothered by this question, and Rashi says something incredible. Rashi says, here was the bracha. Get ready. Yihi ratzon shetishra shchina b'mase yedeichem. Here was the bracha. Yihi ratzon, how would you translate yihi ratzon? It should be your will, right? It should be your will. Shetishra shchina, that the shchina, the divine presence Hashem, should rest b'mase yedeichem. What does that mean?
With all your doings.
Excellent. With all your doings, with everything that you're creating. So guys, let me ask. So again, the truth is, this sounds like a pretty familiar formulation. Yiratzon, whatever, fill in the blank. So the Chassam Sofer asks a fascinating question. So again, I know it's not fair, you're not looking at Rashi, but listen to it once more. Yihi ratzon, it should be your will, shetishre shechina b'ma'ase yadechem, that the shechina should rest in your handiwork. What's missing from this yihi ratzon? Think about other yihi ratzons that we say and what's missing from there. Excellent. Excellent. Normally, when you have yihi ratzon, it goes like this. Yiratzon mefanecha Hashem Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu, or some formulation like that. It should be your will, Hashem. Yiratzon mefanecha Hashem. It should be your will, Hashem. Chassam Sofer says, whoa, what's going on over here? So really what they should have said is, Yiratzon mefanecha Hashem Elokeinu. It should be your will, Hashem. Shetishra shechina b'ma'ase yadechem. That the Shechina should rest in the Mishkan that we are creating. But the Chassam Sofer says Hashem's name is missing. So what's going on over here? So guys, listen, this is incredible. The Chassam Sofer says, you're right. The bracha that Moshe and Aaron were giving the Kali Yisrael went like this. Yehi Ratzon. It should be your will. Whose will? Whose will? Klal Yisrael's will. Klal Yisrael, you should desire that Hashem will dwell in your midst. Chassam Sofer says, Moshe and Aaron, they didn't need to say it should be Hashem's will that he should dwell in your midst. Why didn't they need to say that? Why didn't they need to say it should be Hashem's will? Why not? What do you think?
He already does it.
He already does it. Remember, excellent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one who already said, Va'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. Make for me a mikdash and I will dwell in your midst. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already made it abundantly clear that he wants to be with us. So Moshe and Aaron say something amazing. They say, Chevra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be with us, that's clear. What's the question? What's the question? Do we want him to be with us? So Moshe and Aaron davened, Yehi Ratzon, it should be our, Klal Yisrael's will, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells within our midst. And I was so taken by this Chassam Sofer, because a lot of times in life, like we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for different things. And it's always important to know that Hashem always wants our success. And it's important to know that He wants our success even sometimes more than we want our success. And the real shaila in life sometimes is not, is Hashem going to give me something? But how much do I want that something? I'll give you just, and you can apply this to anything in life. For a simple example, person wants to, sometimes we go through life and in our Yiddishkeit, I feel totally uninspired. Right, I'm not going to take a show of hands. A lot of us, I would say all of us at times feel uninspired. Some of us always feel uninspired. So let me ask you this question. If you feel uninspired, what should you do about it? It's a good question to ask. I'm uninspired, right? It's Friday, maybe I'm tired. Or maybe it's Thursday, maybe it's Tuesday, maybe it's every day. I'm uninspired. What should I do?
Find something that
inspires you. Good. Like what? Just something. Something a little bit. Good. Any other suggestions? What do you do if you're uninspired? Baruch Hashem, no one has this problem. I'm jealous of you guys. Incredible. What do you do if you're uninspired? So there are many different answers to this question, but on a most basic level, a person has to ask themselves, do I desire to be inspired? Do I want a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there waiting at the door. The difference just is, you have to let him in. He's always like, the beautiful Kotzker says, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where is God? Wherever you let him in. When we feel uninspired or we feel disconnected, that's often not Hashem moving away from us, because the Ribbono Shel Olam never moves away from us. It's sometimes intentionally or unintentionally, we move away from Him. But the good news is, if I'm uninspired because I've moved away from Him, then what do you need to do to rectify that? How do you fix that? How do you fix that? Move closer. It's up to me. So many things in life, you know, one of the greatest challenges of life is, anyone here ever had to call, like, I don't know, people probably don't make phone calls anymore, they do it online now, a help desk. I don't know, I remember when I got my first computer, it was a Dell computer, like a first laptop. I couldn't set something up and I had to call the help desk. All right, so you guys are young, you don't know this. So Dell, I don't know how it is now, no one works in America. Right, they have like overseas workers who deal with this kind of stuff. And again, you try to call up, sometimes you get this with your credit card company also, and there's a language barrier I don't understand, all these kind of things. A lot of times in life, people outsource things, right? So Dell has their workers, I don't know, in India, somewhere else. And sometimes in life, we outsource our success also. You know, I didn't do well on the test because the teacher is bad. Right, I didn't go ahead and chap the Gemara because the Rebbe is not explaining it the right way. I'm having difficulty making friends because the kids are mean. And as you get older, people do this in more complex ways, right? I'm not really good at my career because my boss is holding me back. My marriage is not happy because my wife is not cooperative. Right? Whatever, you fill in the blank with all kinds of things. And what we do is we take our success, our potential for success, and we put it in the hands of other people. It's this teacher's fault. It's this person's fault. It's this spouse's fault. It's this boss's fault. And meanwhile, we forget that while, yes, other people definitely have an impact on us, at the end of the day, you control who you want to be. You want to do better on the test? study harder. You want to make the team? Practice in off season. You want to go out and be successful in your career? Work harder than the next guy. You want to chap the Gemara? Chazer as many times as you can. It's not up to other people to make you successful. It's up to yourself to decide what level of success you want to enjoy in this world. And that was the message that Moshe and Aaron were giving to Klal Yisrael. I'm not going to say Yiratzim Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu Shetishrei. It should be your will, Hashem, that you'll go ahead and you'll dwell in this Mishkan. We don't need to say that. God already made it clear. He wants to have a relationship with us. The bracha was Klal Yisrael. I hope you want a relationship with Hashem as much as Hashem wants a relationship with you. And boys, it's the same thing for everything in life. We hope, I hope, that I want my success as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants my success. One thing is clear, the Ribono Shel Olam wants me to succeed in everything in life. And even when I fail, that's part of my success. He wants it. The question is, do I want it as badly as He wants it? Shebizochem Yeretz Hashem. To really be able to internalize this lesson, to recognize Hashem is not in our way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is often standing by the sidelines, cheering us on, rooting for us, wanting for us to be successful. He's just waiting for us to want our own success as much as He wants. Boys, I wish you a good night of Shabbos, a beautiful end to the week, a good Shabbos, a restful weekend.
That was great.
Good Shabbos. Chassam Sofer, right? Great. Incredible. Chassam Sofer. Shabbos. Shabbos. Count on the Kohanim. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Okay.